Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Today we're having a basic pronunciation practice, number 20, with some interactive English. For those of you joining us for the first time in this basic pronunciation practice plus interactive English, we have been following our friend Liz and her friends and family in her new life in a new town. Today we're going to see her spending some time with her parents who are visiting. Now I will read through the dialogue slowly a couple of times and then you will have a little test to form some correct sentences based on what we've seen in the dialogue. Then I'll finish off with another reading at a regular native speed. So let's get started. It's nice to get back and put our feet up. It's nice to get back and put our feet up. You're telling me. You're telling me. My feet are killing me. My feet are killing me. But we had such a lovely day, dear. But we had such a lovely day, dear. I had no idea that there were such wonderful museums in this city. I had no idea that there were such wonderful museums in this city. I could have spent all day in the art gallery. I could have spent all day in the art gallery. Me too, Mum. And I was thrilled that there was an exhibition of Paul Klee. I love his work. Me too, Mum. And I was thrilled that there was an exhibition of Paul Klee. I love his work. No, that's not my cup of tea. Too many squares and rectangles. No, that's not my cup of tea. Too many squares and rectangles. Oh, Dad, it's expressionism. Oh, Dad, it's expressionism. There's a world of expression and depth in all his shapes. There's a world of expression and depth in all his shapes. Well, there's nothing quite like a Raphael Santi's battle scene. Well, there's nothing quite like a Raphael Santi's battle scene. That's not my cup of tea. Thank you very much. I'm a pacifist. That's not my cup of tea. Thank you very much. I'm a pacifist. Oh, they're all splendid in their own ways. They're all splendid in their own ways. Today was just the ticket. Today was just the ticket. We're so fortunate to have access to great art. We're so fortunate to have access to great art. Okay, well, let's have a look at a couple of places in the dialogue, a couple of sentences that you will be using to form similar sentences. I will give you a few words to insert and perhaps change the tenses and the people. Let's see if you can come up with the correct sentences. The first one, when Liz's father says, I had no idea that there were such wonderful museums in this city. Well, let's take that sentence and change it a little bit. This first one will be easy. Instead of having wonderful and museums and city, let's have instead the words ugly, buildings, and town. Ugly, buildings, and town. So the original sentence is, I had no idea that there were such wonderful museums in this city. I'll give you a few seconds and let's see what kind of sentence you come up with. Okay, so the sentence should say, I had no idea that there were such ugly buildings in this town. I had no idea that there were such ugly buildings in this town. Okay, using the same sentence, let's change it this time. First of all, we'll change the person. Instead of using I, we'll use he. Instead of it being past sentence had, we'll change that verb to the present. And then instead of talking about wonderful museums, we'll use the words beautiful and gardens. So the second sentence should read, He has no idea that there are such beautiful gardens in this city. So we change the had to has. He has no idea. And because we're using the present in the very beginning, he has no idea, we would change the that there were to that there are. He has no idea that there are such beautiful gardens in this city. The second sentence that you will change is spoken by Liz's mother when she says, I could have spent all day in the art gallery. This sentence will be changed in several ways. First of all, instead of using I, we will use we. Instead of using the verb to spend, we will use the verb to walk. And instead of the noun art gallery, we will use simply park. So you will have to convert I could have spent all day in the art gallery by using the noun we, the verb walk, and the noun park. All right, that sentence should say, We could have walked all day in the park. We could have walked all day in the park. Now, when it comes to pronunciation, the verb walk is a bit difficult anyway. And in the past, you have to add the sound of a K. It's spelt K-E-D at the end, but it actually sounds like a K and then a T. Walked. Walked. We could have walked all day in the park. Now, finally, instead of using the word could, let's change that to should. The verb, instead of being spent, will be the verb to relax. And then the place will be the pool. So you have should, relax, and the pool. I'll give you a few seconds to figure that one out. Okay, time's up, and the sentence should read, I should have relaxed all day by the pool. I should have relaxed all day by the pool. You could also say, in the pool. The original sentence has the word in, and of course you can relax all day in the pool. I think your skin would get a bit wrinkly if you were in the pool all day. So either one is fine, in or by. And again, the verb relax has to have the ed at the end because we're using the past of the verb. I should have relaxed. Again, it sounds similar to the end of walk. The ed actually sounds a little bit like a t. Relaxed. Relaxed. Very good. Well, I will continue and give you your final reading in a normal native speed. Nice and fast. So, listen carefully. Here we go. It's nice to get back and put our feet up. You're telling me. My feet are killing me. But we had such a lovely day, dear. I had no idea that there were such wonderful museums in this city. I could have spent all day in the art gallery. Me too, Mum. And I was thrilled that there was an exhibition of Paul Klee. I love his work. No, that's not my cup of tea. Too many squares and rectangles. Oh, Dad, it's expressionism. There's a world of expression and depth in all his shapes. Well, there's nothing quite like a Raphael Santi's battle scene. That's not my cup of tea, thank you very much. I'm a pacifist. Oh, they're all splendid in their own ways. Today was just the ticket. We're so fortunate to have access to great art. Well, thank you for joining me today. That's the end of our podcast. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions based on this podcast, please don't hesitate. Just email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. If you're interested in improving your pronunciation through Skyping lessons, also send me an email and I will send you the details. For those of you who don't have an instant download, my app is available in iTunes called A Cup of English. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.